You don't believe in real free will. Okay? Let's say for the sake of argument, you right here, there is that free will argument, free will and jar. But this is different. And these people, that conversation, that philosophy, that argument is different. Could it? I said, yes. You know what? Let's talk about the symbol of knowledge. Remember, the symbol of knowledge for us is the water, right? He said, okay, let's pick one droplet of water. One droplet of water is not always a droplet of water. This droplet in a shell will produce the pearl. When it is in that special shell, it will do something else. Means the argument of free will in these people will produce pearl, will not injure them. Imagine, let's change that droplet of the water with the actual fact that you know. If you pick a piece of sand and you put it in a shell, what will the animal do? He will produce from his essence of being something around it like his own shell to cover it up and make the pearl. That's what the pearl is, right? Okay, let's try to put that piece of sand in your shirt inside or in your pack. Then what will you do? You don't like it. You want to take it off. You will injure yourself. That's a symbol of patience. This is a symbol of selfishness. He says, ikhtiyar and jam, this argument works like that. That argument to you will injure you because you don't understand it really. Then they love it. They produce something lovely out of it. How? Let me explain it this way to you. That little sand, when it is outside, oh, I was talking about putting that little sand in your shirt. How big was it? How big could you handle it? If it is a real pebble, you don't worry that much. It's a beast, right? Let's go back to the shell. For the shell, it doesn't matter. The size doesn't matter. Outside, the size matters. You see, outside, there is big or small droplets. But in the shell, how does it work? In the shell, that little sand is small, but it's big. It's worthy. Therefore, from the value point of view, it's big. That pearl. Outside?
Outside it is a drop of water, small or great. Within the shell it is a small or big pearl.
You see, it doesn't make sense in English. In Persian it's not like this. You say, outside there are small or big droplets. But inside there is only this small, very worthy big. He uses a very archaic word for satoric. Satoric means breathtakingly enormous. And you say, that little one in the shell is a small but enormous. Yes?
Those persons have the nature of a musk deer's lamb. Externally they are blood, while within them is the fragrance of musk. Do not say
another example, you know the musk. And say, okay, what is this musk? It's the blood of the animal, right? You see that. When it's in the animal, it's blood. When it comes out, it will be musk. That's what I'm talking about. This question of free will, when it is in you, it's like blood. When it goes to them, it will become, that essential perfume of musk is there to lead you somewhere. Yes?
Do not say, the substance externally is blood. How should it become a musky perfume when it goes into the gland? Do not say, this copper externally was despicable. How should it assume nobility in the heart of the elixir?
That one you understand, because thanks to Hollywood magic, you believe in that, that you could have a piece of worthless metal, put it in an elixir, and it will be transformed to gold, and it will be worthy. You see, this is what it is. These people will become like elixir. All the questions in you, which is really disturbing you, when it goes in them, it will nourish them. That's the difference. Because in you,
free will and compulsion was a mere fancy. When it went into them, it became the light of majesty.
Here, Rumi is talking about something, and Nicholson is trying to translate it without noticing the references. One word over there was fancy. Guess what is in Persian? It's khiyal. Remember that imagination, khiyal, which is the base of everything to us. Remember in the second paragraph, he explained that these hakims that we are talking about, they look like imagination, but they are real. Here he will say, in you, talking about jab and free will, is just khiyal. In them, it will become the light of excellency. That's the difference. Yes.
When bread is in the tablecloth, it is the inanimate thing. In the human body, it becomes the glad spirit.
Yeah. What will happen to you? The bread is outside. Outside is the bread. You eat it. It will be a part of you. Therefore, all these problems you have philosophically, when it goes to them, it turns around. It's not a problem anymore.
It does not become transmuted in the heart of the tablecloth. The soul transmutes it with the water of Sathabil. O thou who readest aright, such is the power of the soul. What then must be the power of that soul of soul?
This is what it is. This is what we claim. This is what you could understand. Because, okay, you understood. A piece of bread, okay, and 1 ounce of this beautiful lady. The relationship, that piece of bread could be transformed to 1/2 ounce or 1 ounce of flesh existence in this beautiful lady. How? We don't know, really. Do you? Only we know that because she is alive, right? Life is doing this, right? So, a bread could be transformed to a human being by the power of life. What will be the power of the life giver? The soul of the soul. So yes, the soul, John, life in me, will do this. Imagine life of life. Means the giver of life. The essence of the essence. What could he do? He will transform everything. Yes?
The piece of flesh, which is man, endowed with intelligence and soul, cleaves mountain and sea and mind. The strength of the mountain-riving soul is the splitting of rocks. The strength of the soul of soul in the moon was split asunder. If the heart should open the lid of the wallet of mystery, the soul would rush towards the highest heaven.
It couldn't be explained better. First of all, is a look at the life and the force of life, which is a splitting the stone. What it means a splitting the stone? That a splitting is a little bit tricky over there.